Mint Mobile.
Didn't quite hear you.
Merry Christmas. K4BAN, Alex over in Clemson, just headed between my house and the parents right now. How's your Christmas going so far?
Again, KD2BAG. Cold. It's bloody cold. I haven't had central heating in this place since after I moved in, and I never bothered to fix it. Usually I was able to get by with space heaters, but, you know, not these past couple of days. So I'm doing my best.
Today you'll get some relief, I hope. Hopefully you don't have any plumbing damage.
See, it's, okay, 8 Celsius. What is that in non-Canadian units? Okay, 9 Celsius. It's 48.2 degrees in this bedroom, and this is where the heaters are. I put the temperature probe in the rest of the house. We'll see what it is out there.
Hopefully, like I said, hopefully you'll stay somewhat warm. It's going to be rough, that's for sure. Tonight, I think it's going to be 19 again, but I don't think we have any single digits, so hopefully that will give you some relief. And like I said, the plumbing, that was a big concern of mine.
Well, as I said, until now it hasn't been an issue. Yeah, there's two of those oil-filled heaters in here right now. The thing that looks like an old-style steam radiator, it's electric, filled with oil. Those things are actually pretty good, but right now between the two of them, it's barely doing much. And, you know, I guess it was at the point where I was seriously thinking of getting out of here for the weekend. But, you know, if nothing else, I'll fill up the bathtub with hot water and I'll soak in the bathtub.
Option. That's true. That's a good idea. I always thought about, I have a negative 20 degree rated, and I'm sure that's just survival, not comfort, rated sleeping bag. So I always thought, well, I guess I could get up, drain the house of as much water as I can, and climb into that sleeping bag and just hope, you know, I survive and the plumbing survives.
So the mains, the water mains haven't frozen yet. But, yeah, I'm sensitive to temperature because whatever this is, fibromyalgia, CFS, MS, whatever the heck it is, that makes my muscles weak and sore all the time, you know, it's cold sensitive. So if it gets below about 50 degrees or so, I literally start to lock up.
What means is like any kind of medicine help, maybe with circulation, like aspirin or anything, or?
My circulation, when you get old, your circulation don't work well. That's why old people are always complaining of the cold, even during the spring. It's cold in here. Yeah, it's cold in here because in addition out to glucose and oxygen, your blood also carries heat. So if it doesn't circulate anymore, you feel cold. No, you know, as I said, I'll take a hot bath later and I'll sit there for as long as necessary.
79, and he's in the last 5 or 6 years gotten cold really easily and complained of that. He's also a pack to pack and a half a day smoker, so I think that also exacerbates. Plus, he's having to go out in the cold a lot more because he smokes, and he only smokes outside. So, last night I went to my sister's for some Christmas activities or festivities, and he was standing in the drive smoking a cigarette, bundled up, looking like he was completely miserable.
Well, you know, right now I'm fully dressed. I've got a light jacket with a hoodie. You know, that's just sleepwear or, you know, hanging around the house wear. If I have to go out, I'm trying to find gloves. You know how it's funny, I lived in cold climates before this. I lived in the New York City area for 8 years or more. How is it after all this time I don't really seem to have any warm clothing? I suppose there's some work gloves I might be able to find.
You got those, or you can get some gloves with the, I have a couple pairs of those that are multi-layered, like you have the liner that goes in and you put the shell on the outside. And in the back of the back of the shell, there's actually a little compartment for those heating pads that you buy, you know, the instant ones you shake. They last like 10 hours, 8 or 10 hours. Those actually work really well.
At that point yet. You know, I'll adapt. I get used to it. As I said, in all these years, if I haven't fixed the central heating, it's because I didn't think I needed it that bad. But this is the first winter where, you know, it's kind of a little bit starting to bother me.
I think you said that would be pretty rough. My central heat went out one night about a year ago, and it was going to be, it may have been January, February, and it was going to be 20 that night. And so I put two or three electric space heaters around the house and ran them full blast all night long. And the best they could do is get my house, I think, keep it at about 52, 53 that night. That was not comfortable.
The problem with space heaters around here is I don't necessarily have the, my electrical system around here isn't too good. I mean, I've got outlets that have scorch marks on them. When you see that, that's never good. I really got to one day replace all these outlets. Because a lot of them are kind of in the, I don't know if they're just, they're lousy outlets. And I had another space heater on which one of the prongs is actually burned off. So maybe I should concentrate on the wiring instead of trying to plug in more loads into it. And I don't know if I mentioned this to you or to somebody else. There's a 15 amp breaker that actually, there's 15 outlets. This bedroom and two other bedrooms, the living room, all those outlets are on a single 15 amp breaker. So whoever wired this place, you know, not that it's necessarily wrong, but all the loads are on this side. You know, there's the air conditioner in the other bedroom. There's an air conditioner in this bedroom. The heaters are in this bedroom. So I have a 20 amp breaker I could put in that place. But unless I could put beefier wiring, I don't really trust that either.
Code requirements are like, you know, for 15 amp, you'll use 14 gauge Romex. You want to see if you have aluminum wiring too. That's 14 gauge copper. Copper Romex, solid copper too, not copper clad and aluminum, which I don't know if they make that in Romex, they might. And then 12 gauge for 20 amps for Romex, so that's what's in your wall. So yeah, a space heater on high, you know, P equals VI, you know, therefore 1500 watts divided by 120 is going to, whatever that comes out to be, is going to be your current. And yeah, I could see one to two space heaters, even on low, two space heaters would probably trip that off. Well, let's see, 120 times 20, 200, that'd be 2400 watts. Most space heaters on high run about 1500, so that's 3 kW, and a 20 amp can only take 2400. Continuous, so it may take a little while to trip, but it'll trip eventually.
You've either experienced this, or you're good with the back of the envelope calculations. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it's pulling. And yeah, let me think. 10 gauge for 30 amps, 12 gauge for 20 amps. What's there now, since there's a 15 amp breaker, it's probably 14 gauge. And I'd hate to pull all the wiring out along its entire length and replace it with 12 gauge. That's going to get very messy. I mean, I can replace the 15 amp breaker with a 20 amp breaker, and it'll probably carry the load. But it actually would still be within the safety limit. You know, the specifications are a bit conservative generally. But yeah, if I have any more space heaters, I'm going to be up against the wall there. It's going to be tripping out, which it did over the summer a few summers ago. It was constantly tripping the breaker.
changed in there, I'm sure. I mean, the code has some, you can get in all these exotic derivations, of, which I've done a lot of. I actually had to fundamentally derive the opacity of a piece of steel wire in air uninsulated with an ambient temperature of 105 or 104. I think he used 104 anyhow. So, yeah, and you may want to check your outlets, and if, you know, you may have aluminum wiring. I don't know how old the house is. And make sure the outlets and the breaker are paired appropriately with the type of the wiring they're protecting too. Because if they're not, that could have its own issues at the connection, the termination point.
Definitely, this is not aluminum wiring. And whenever I've had to run substantial amounts of wiring, I always use copper wiring. Yeah, the one house in Greenville, I think I had to do the service entrance wiring with aluminum. Well, actually, I didn't have to. But I think I did for some reason anyway. And that was like double aught or triple aught. It was heavy, really heavy wiring. Probably, never mind 200 amp, it's probably 400 amp wiring and what I ended up putting in there. Yeah, no, I don't like aluminum. And supposedly also, when aluminum is in contact with copper, you get, you know, due to electrolysis, you get degradation, and you get heat at that point. So there's actually a special tool for joining copper and aluminum, which is this big, you know, hydraulic pressure thing. But supposedly that was a problem when you join aluminum and copper, because you have dissimilar metals, you have electrons across that joint, which oxidizes one and depletes the other, so you get corrosion there, and eventually it heats up.
I see a little bit of that, and you know, like you said, your big tool to properly crimp it to the right specification can help with that. But, yeah, sounds like your outlets have scorch marks. That might be another thing, too. That might be a point of high resistance when you plug the heaters in. But, well, I'm almost destinated here. I'm turning the corner. But I hope you have a good rest of your Christmas. And maybe I'll catch you on the drive back home. K4BAN, Seneca now, and catch you later. 73.
It's 82BNG. All right, 73s, happy holidays, and we'll see you later. I'm out. I'm going to go cook breakfast.